keepsakes.
Keepsakes.
An emotional video for love song.
Faith cosplay summit.
Yeah, those major events, it won't die. It will just add new concept.
He did it 100% here. He did it well. He's no longer named.
This is Keepsakes, the podcast. I'm Jay Agonoy.
It's 6:16 p.m. of Sunday, January 13th. This is episode 28 of the Keepsakes Podcast. Thank you for listening. I am here at the war zone of I call it the war zone of Icon 2019. Carlon has been with me since the AFA travelogue, and now he's back. Actually, Team Kosaga is back.
Balik nga yung Kosaga. So, me and Naro here, we've been together doing the hosting for Icon. So, it's an honor to see you again, Jay. And thank you for the listeners. And I'm happy that I would be able to be part of your channel.
One thing about community events, kasi it's really great like this. Ano, this is, I consider this as a community event.
Yeah.
Kasi it brings ano, this is of ano, I've seen this concept realized in Facebook sa, I believe that's Aqua, if not Aqua PH, it's Love Live Philippines. So they're really planning for an anime idol convention ever since, and it's great to, well, I was surprised too kasi hindi lang sinaro, ikaw eh.
Yeah
right. So overall, what are your thoughts
sa
hosting everything?
Sa hosting, for me, hosting is just ano lang naman, simple entertainment lang. Parang whenever I see a host doing his lines, ang coffee siguro difficult lang dyan is yung lines na pwede mo sasabihin sa audience, pati yung how you're going to project and how to catch the attention of your audience. Kasi ang goal mo dyan is parang you're going to introduce what's about the event, ano meron sa kanila, and you have to be always polite in every such way. Kasi, hindi naman to parang typical stand-up comedian or what. Because for all I know, in the community, they see me as a comedian type na host. So, as soon as ginagawa ko yung the best ko para hindi siya magkaroon ng magandang bad feedbacks on people na yung host ganito. Of course, we're doing our best na maibigay yung positive everything sa about sa event and for ourselves na.
So ayun, so far you've done well. This is first time mo mag-host din, no?
Second time actually.
What was the first time?
That was way back 2015 in Binis Piazza. It's a Valentine event. But what I did there was nag-organizer ako, then nag-host na rin ako at the same time. So knowing aside, parang mas I see myself as an organizer than a host, but they see me na mas malakas ako sa hosting because I've been catching a lot of people. So I tried hosting again for the second time. So ito yun.
Well, glad to know we're on the same page kasi as an event professional, been doing this stuff in business events for like 3 years now or so. Of course, there's still a lot to learn. Ayun, no? So I guess I'll be leaving you muna to take a rest, and for a job well done, congratulations.
Thank you very much, JT. And it's an honor to be part in your podcast and your channel. And please support Icon 2019, and also for the next year's, hopefully, sana next year magkaroon ulit ng Icon, and I will be seeing you guys on the next year's event. So thank you very much. It's Carlon. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely there will be an Icon 2020 kasi this is a community at large eh. Although yung audience natin is that napuno talaga siya in a sense. But yeah, looking forward to 2020. Pag nakukupan na natin isang hall dyan sa Unilab, Bayanihan Center, mas malaki, edi mas maganda, mas maraming pagtatamblingan.
Yes. Kasi ang goal namin kasi is to promote yung mga aspiring idols, groups, yung mga gustong maging isang anime idol singer or isang maging isang oshi. This is your chance na to show yourself na if you have the singing talent, the dancing talent, and everything as an idol. This is the event that you're looking for. So don't be shy. Show ano, everyone is welcoming yung mga newcomers, and everyone is welcoming din yung mga dating idols to perform here on this event.
Alright. Thank you very much. That is Carlos Santos. And after a short break, I'll be announcing a list of events. I'll be getting back to the people here at ICON. This will be the first part of our episode 28.
Keepsakes, the podcast.
February is the Otaku Expo Hearts Day Special at the SM Mega Mall Mega Trade Hall. February, the first weekend of February ito, 2 and 3. This will coincide with the Photo World Asia exhibit at Glorieta. So maybe you'll be seeing me there, you'll be seeing me here because, you know, I have to take care of my camera as well, papalinis pa and all that. Next event will be at the end of the month, which is Otaku Fest 2019. That's from the 23 to 24 of February. And the location still not yet disclosed at the moment, but they've announced that they will be mentioning it soon enough. They're just finalizing with the venue, kung saan ba tong venue na ito. So we just have to be very, very patient. Next event will be Cosplay Carnival this March. You can get your tickets at SM Tickets already. And one reason that you have to go to Cosplay Carnival is AK Wiro. That guy has posted post-event freedom videos. I mean, sinong hindi relate na cosplayer sa moment na you'll go home, you're tired, you want to take your clothes off, freedom, freedom, all that. So, that's one thing. And many people will be asking him about that because they relate. I'm sure of that, 100%. April 2019 will be the Ozin month. Ozin Fest 2019 will be at the first weekend of April. That will also be at the SM Mega Trade Hall. And I guess that's about it. So April, May, June na uli. So I'm not sure kung may event this May. We talk about the Pinoy Otaku Festival. Same thing with ito medyo different thing to with the Otaku Fest, no? Pinoy Otaku Festival in Quezon City. They're still deciding or they're still finalizing kung saan venue ba to, but as they've announced, siguro I can estimate na 70%, 80% chances that it will be at the Robinsons Novaliches Trade Hall. Just beside Fairview Terraces, really. Magkatabi lang sila. And probably May, ano? So, i-invite ulit ako ni NCPH, ni Red Cloud to be there, be square, and I'll be seeing you there. Total, it's my third visit sa what do you call this? The far view of Quezon City. Good times. Now, June. Yes, June is Toycon season. End of June, Toycon 2019. Hindi nyo ako makikita na nagbivilag dyan unless there's a WCS qualifier. And God, I wish there will be a WCS national qualifiers there. Sana ganapin na lang dun sa Toycon 2019. I'm not sure with that. I cannot really predict what will happen. Kasi ito pa nga Cebu qualifiers, Otaku Fest, pupuntahan ko. Sana naman may Manila qualifier, yung nationals, Toycon 2019 para, you know, less gastos. So, with that, the first half of 2019, these events, I'm looking forward to it. You should look forward to it too.
Keepsakes, the podcast.
Alright, so we have here, kindly introduce yourself, Le.
Jalo Aleya. I cosplayed as Anastasia from Idolmaster Cinderella Girls.
Rosho, spasiba.
Spasiba.
Ayan, right, so congratulations on being Miss Icon, ha?
Thank you so much. I didn't expect that, but I think everyone did their best and we get what we really deserve from it. And I really had fun. since I met new people and they did support, and we did support each other even though we've just newly met. Mm.
So you met most of the IMAS community right here?
Yep, I met the Picoons.
Yeah, you met the Picoons and also the Peace.
Yes.
Yes. So how did you get introduced into idols?
Well, I was first introduced about idols when I watched the Idol Master 765 Pro.
So, favorite mo doon?
Iori.
Iori. So you're an Iori P, I'm a Yuki Ho P.
Iori.
Ah, Yuki Ho.
Not so much.
Ayun. So yun, ano, so from there, you proceed to 346, Cinderella
yes.
Girls.
Yes.
So that's how you met Anastasia?
Yes.
Mm. Okay. Aside from the aspects of, say, the characters themselves, have you delved deeper into, say, the voices behind them, the personalities behind them, the concerts that they did as part of the Idol Master franchise, so on and so forth? Have you delved further into that?
Well, I did, but my memory is bad, and I love the character, and I've been playing the game mostly. So that's what I'm into.
Is that that game is the Early Stars Arcade or
the Cinderella Girls?
The Cinderella Girls.
Yeah,
ah,
Starlight Stage.
Starlight Stage. Okay. So most people, kasi they get introduced into Idol Master by the arcade, by the game, by the Second Vision, the Early Stars, especially the Early Stars, so on and so forth. So moving on. I don't know if this was asked earlier in the Icon event, ano, pero how did you get into Anastasia again?
Since nga napanood ko muna yung first season ng Idol Master, nagustuhan kasi Anastasia kasi ang simple niya, pero makikita mo na hardworking siya and she really tries her best. Tapos magaling rin siya makisama and yun, nagustuhan ko yun sa kanya and she's Russian.
Perfect. Yan. So, aside from ano, pero let's get back to 765, the OGs. How did you get to Iori?
Kasi yung Idol Master series, pinakilala lang siya ng friend ko na mahilig talaga sa idols.
Ooh.
Yup. His name is Bien, so he introduced
Bien Austria, tama?
No, Bien Poison.
Ah, that's a wrong Bien, okay. Apologies for Bien Austria. Kasi Bien Austria is one of my good friends. Sige, let's proceed.
So, ayun nga, in-introduce niya ako doon, tapos nagustuhan kasi Iori, kasi kahit may makikita mo na medyo tinatawag siyang witchy, pero makikita mo yung pagka-hard worker niya and yung sa performance nila, makikita mo na nagsusumigap talaga siya and yun, cute siya, so I really enjoyed her character. That's why best girl ko siya. And then may isa pa akong best girl, si Chihaya.
Chihaya, why?
Kasi yung kumanta siya ng Yakusoku.
Aruko.
So, nung napanood ko yun, nakita ko kasi na nagsastruggle talaga siya. Pero dahil nga sa support ng friends niya, nagkaroon ulit siya ng courage para kumanta. Tapos na-touch talaga ako doon. To the point na kahit ilang beses ko na siyang mapanood, naiiyak pa din ako.
I think that's, after that, that goes all around sa, pati sa, for example, A Million Stars, sa Cinderella Girls, si Uzuki. Of course, I'm sure you've seen that. Pero yun, no? I think that will be about it. Mapuputol ang discussion natin dito because I know this is a war zone. I've been told to get off the war zone. And, well, looking forward to see you in, with the Picoons.
Yup. All right. Thank you so much. Spasiba.
Spasiba. Thank you very much. I am with Dreamcatchers. They're one of the two idol groups. Groups talaga, literally. Aside from Extra, this is the muse-focused idol group in Icon. And I will be talking to Ria. I have been, I've met her at AFA Singapore 2018. CG AFA Singapore 2018. And so far, parang kailan lang. Yan. So, ladies, good evening. Right. So, of course, we've been out of the war zone and everything has been set dito sa labas. We're just until 7 p.m. here, pero here's the thing. How's your experience at Icon, being a participant or being an idol?
Yun po, very overwhelming. Actually, we don't have any words to express kung gaano kami ka-thankful for Icon for allowing us to showcase yung pinakita namin kanina. Pero po, watch our video on Facebook. We might upload it on our page, Dreamcatchers. So, follow us there.
All that I remember of Dreamcatchers is yung subunit nyo na No Sleep. That's not a Dreamcatcher subunit. Sorry. So, di ba yung parang ano yung mga walang tulog?
Ah, Night Shifters.
Night Shifters has performed at Kukura. Jam.
Yeah,
Kukura ko. So, hindi ko nga kayo natanong about that eh. Kaya, pero, really, you've come a long way.
Thank you. Night Shifters is actually yung subgroup ng Dreamcatchers. We performed last year at Jam Concert featuring Gokurako and Hysteric Bullet of Garnidilia.
Tapos, napunta ka pa ng Singapore to watch Garnidilia themselves.
Alright!
We've been realizing our dreams and technically we've been catching our dreams as people. So, there will be a new generation of congoers. Even mga ano, for example, the PDP is coming, the Love Live PDP is coming, Niji Kasaki School Idol Club, and people were wondering how will they get through? Di ba kasi tayo eventually magiging veterano na din tayo eh. We will become the past generation. It is a truth, and facts don't care about our feelings. So, in that sense, what words can you tell the future generation of say mga idol groups?
Just enjoy the music that the Love Live franchise gives us. Might it be Muse, Aqua, or even PDP? We can reintroduce Muse, Aqua music, PDP music. Then, let's just enjoy ourselves. Even if they don't know Muse na maging past generation na siya, or they would be hyped with PDP, us as a team really don't care much about the hype. We just want to cover what we want to cover. If it's a Muse Love Live song, then it's a Muse Love song. If it's an Aqua, then it's an Aqua. And if it's a PDP song, then it will be a PDP song. And of course, we're gonna thank our fans for all the support, even if it's from the first, second, or third generation Love Live franchise.
Realizing this question I asked, isa sa mga napakagulo na fandom, pero solid yung fandom, is the Love Live fandom. I don't know why. I felt na parang hindi ako belong sa fandom, yet it feels like I belong to this fandom. Parang ganun, it's like a catch-22. Sa inyo naman, have you felt something like that?
We have felt something like that kasi maraming groups all over the world. And just in the Philippines-based groups, marami talagang Love Live franchise people. Pero because of yung parang music nila, their dances and performances, yung po talaga yung parang nagiging key para maging united yung isang fandom na sobrang gulo.
Right, so I guess that's about it. Any last words?
Thank you po sa lahat ng supporters namin, guys. Any last words?
Thank you.
Thank you po.
Thank you for supporting Dreamcatcher.
See you soon. Guys.
Keep on supporting Dreamcatcher.
See you soon again.
See you soon po. See you soon, guys.
See you soon. Lahat tayo may oras. Oras ng iba yun.
Oh,
that... already given the spoiler.
Yeah, everybody can dream, and that has been Dreamcatchers. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, so we have here select visitors from Icon, and they've cosplayed the characters from Zombieland Saga. Congratulations!
Hi, domo, Francesco des.
Francesco des.
Francesco des.
Francesco des. Hindi, kilala ka na to eh. Pero for recognition's sake, let's introduce. Yan, ito na pala eh. Yeah, let's introduce the people. Okay, ito. Agawin pa
rin. Sorry, sabi mo.
Okay lang.
Nag-i-stage pa tayo eh.
Hindi
para sila lahat kasi.
Yan nga. Okay lang.
Si
Tai-chan. Okay. Si it's Chris Nick! And that's how we call him. Yan. So, how's your experience? Is that in Mr. Ishikotono's voice? Really, seriously. Is that in Sailor Moon's voice?
No, it's not.
Yeah, alright. So, how do you feel?
Very good. It was fun. Mm. New experience. This is my first time here.
First time mo. This is first anime idol convention. First time mo dito sa Bayanihan.
Yes.
Alright.
I used to walk around your parts, but I didn't know that this was a hall, a convention hall. So. Mm.
Mm. Ayan. So far, the ambience. What can you tell about the ambience?
It's very spacious. It's very cold. I like the atmosphere wherein you can freely roam around. Unlike the other events where you're restricted from movements, here you can express yourself. You can sit anywhere, actually.
Mm, Partida, that is one of the small halls. Yeah. And hindi pa yan yung JY Campus Hall, yung Mariano Tan Hall. Hindi pa yan yun. That's the smallest hall in the Bayanihan Center.
Siguro nga kasi, parang since bago siya, so parang a few people just gave it a try. And parang meron kasi siyang target niche, which is yung idol fans.
Napakalit na rin. Considering na dami natin mga love livers here sa Pilipinas, parang lit pa rin ng fandom. What do you think?
I think the others are just at their homes enjoying the series. But if they are given a chance, they would be here.
Alright, so how did you get introduced into idols again?
Because of my friends.
How did get you introduced into idols?
Idols. I think
Love Live. Love Live was first.
I started with Love Live and AKB48, I think. Pero I'm not that in depth.
At that level, unlike today, because my friends are very lasan, you know, like.
Just for context, naglalasunan po to ng mga cosplay plans.
Yeah.
So eventually, it's very exposed in my circles. They're part of my circles actually. So since you've delved into Love Live, you didn't go deeper with Idol Master and anything like that.
No.
I did.
You did.
I watched Cinderella Girls.
How was it?
First season. It was good. It was. I wanted to watch more, but I didn't have the time. I was busy with work.
We're all busy with work. We're working class students. Working class students! Jay! Out! Get out! Working class people, rather. So, really enjoyed the discussion so far, and thank you for your inputs.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, you can now take rest and have dinner.
Thanks so much.
All right, again. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Forward for next icon.
Precious in this!
Precious in this!
Thank you very much. That's just some of our visitors here at Icon. Alright, so I have here yet another visitor here at Icon 2019. Dan, kumusta?
I'm good. Not so well rested, but I was hyped because of the event.
What's your favorite part of the program?
Favorite part? The performance of AliPro.
AliPro pa rin. How? What made it your favorite?
Kasi they were able to pull off the song, the performance for
Miracle Wave.
Yeah.
One thing I noticed about AliPro, sabi nga nila they didn't yung middle parts ng kanta. They just made up the cheer dance segment of it. So, binuhat nila sa KB, right?
Yeah.
Right. How was it?
I was actually surprised kasi it's not part of the, not part of the original performance. And it's amazing how they were able to do that in sobrang bilis, sobrang smooth nung pagkakabuhat nila kay KB. Kasi nung interview nila after nung performance, so medyo naalangan si Kim bubuhatin ng ibang mga members. So, but hindi mo makikita yun. So doon mo makikita yung level ng effort sa yung professionalism nila when it comes to practice and then the performance part.
It all boils down to, say, adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
So, ayun, anything that you want to say to Icon?
Congratulations for your first. This is the first, right? And I hope that there will be more events in future years. Maybe more guests and yeah, more guests.
Alright, thank you very much, Dan, and looking forward to see you in the next events.
Yeah, sure.
Alright, see you guys. Thank you very much.
Bye, Checky.
Checky, mukha lang.
Yeah. Hello.
That's Tanchicon for you.
That's a great mic. Congrats on your mic.
Thank you very much. Tanchicon, you've been here for the whole day, right?
Kinda. No, half day.
So how was it so far?
I dressed as a incognito person and a lot of people were still able to recognize me.
It's not incognito. Do not lie to yourself.
No, incognito, you didn't see me.
I saw you.
No,
I saw you.
I was wearing a mask earlier.
But I saw you. I realized it was you right away. It's not incognito.
I was wearing a V4 Vendetta mask. It's a very iconic mask. And I really like that character. Ano, pinairam sa ano, friend. I'm very happy that people were still able to know it's me. Thank you, Yusha.
All right, thank you very much. So how's Icon?
Icon is very fun, especially when my friends sa Alice Project, nanalo sila. And I was able to see their performance. They were able to deliver very well, especially their lifting. Thank goodness, walang nasaktan. And they were really, really sobrang, ano sila, proud sila sa ginawa nila. And yeah, sobrang fulfilling nung ginawa nila. Pati ako, sobrang proud para sa kanila. I'm so happy for them. Congrats, Alice Project. I love you guys.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much. That's Tanchicon. And
gusto niyo ba ng ara-ara?
Go.
Ara-ara.
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 Ara-ara. Ara-ara. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. For the first time since so long, since 2 years ago, I've met Sara Pion once again here at the Binance Center. So, kumusta?
Okay naman, masaya. Lantag yung pagka-trash namin.
Hip mic?
Ko lang yan.
Hip
hindi,
mic?
Hindi, Suki Pro ako.
Ah, okay.
Yung nag-hip mic, grabe sila. Eh, hindi pa ako nag-avenge.
Actually, I've heard about hip mic. It sounds great.
Rap eh. Hindi ko pa style eh.
Rap eh. Eh.
Yung fandom din kasi ako muna. Okay pa kung Suki Pro. Suki Pro muna. Suki Pro kasi sa mga kanyan.
Oo, wala pa masyadong ano eh. Wala pa masyadong magulo sa Suki Pro fandom, right?
Oo, wala pa magulo.
Ayan. So how's your experience inside Icon?
It was really fun. Kasi ano, actually, nalason talaga ako.
Anong pinanglason sa'yo?
Kasi, di ba Suki Pro lang habol ko, so wala merch na dapat si Soshi. Pero biglang, ayan nga yung trigger, nag-perform. Tapos, nahuli pa sa vlog ko yung nag-upad yung cosplayer.
Yeah!
Trigger na yan. Trigger na yan. Tapos, napabili ako ng
so yun, bagong lesson po, bagong investment po ulit para kay Sara Pion. Yan. Any other notes about Icon so far?
Super. Well, yun yan. Super saya talaga. I really wish na magkaroon na next year po. For sure.
Yan. I'll be going there as well.
Yeah.
Ayan. Sige, I guess that's about it. Thank you, Sara Pion, for this brief chit-chat. And see you in the next events.
See you.
Thank you. Closing time. It's closing time right here at the Binance Center. We're going to somewhere else for our so-called off-kai, off-site kain. Or it's rather offline kai-gai, offline meetup. Pero I'd call it also as an off-site, offline kain. Yeah. So my experience with Icon is similar to what everybody is saying during the whole ordeal of this episode. One of the memorable moments that I've had is when Aqua did that cheer dance routine. Alipro did that cheer dance routine. And because that is a story of how I perceive as an underdog. Kasi itong alliansang ito, I coined that, I will vouch that I coined that term and they recognize me for it. And yeah, so that brings tears to my eyes kasi hindi ko alam mga effort ng mga to, pero based on what I know is that they're sharing their story every day, every time there's an event, they share how many lives has Alipro Alice Project has done. Seven. This is their seventh live. Pampito na nila ito. And really, they stuck for they stuck together for seven times. Most groups will either wither or dissolve. But considering the fact that Alice Project, the Alliance of Limitless Idols Connecting Everyone, is a alliance of many local idol groups around the metro, no doubt they have gone better, stronger, and ang dami nga nangyari, no? So with that, well, congratulations to Alibro. And one of the people nga na nakausap natin kanina is the one who's donning Anastasia. I still can't pronounce her name, pero later on I'll get back to that. And my overall thoughts on Icon, being the first anime idol convention, it did very well beyond my expectations, and it did very well beyond my impressions. It did very well. So we're all in one community, we're bonding together, and it's one good company. It's really one good company, and it's not just me who's watching for that. There's everybody who's talked about this earlier will watch for that. I don't know what to say further, pero again, congratulations to Icon PH for a successful event, and I am seeing the people I've seen earlier. They're eating at one place. That wraps up another episode of Keepsakes, the podcast. New episodes can be heard on anchor.fm/keepsakes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. You can follow me on Twitter at @jayagonoy. More updates will be posted on facebook.com/keepsakesbyjay. Leave your voice messages using the Anchor app available on Google Play and the App Store. Shout out to Lee Rosevere for the music. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I hope you enjoyed it. Until next time.